for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, who lost to George H.W. Bush in the 1988 presidential election, says his former political foe's greatest legacy was his effort to help end the Cold War. Bush has died at age 94. He also led a coalition that drove Saddam Hussein's forces out of Kuwait.
I can report to the nation, aggression is defeated, the war is over.
Bush had many accomplishments during his time. Reauthorization of the Clean Air Act, which is still with us now. Reauthorization of the Civil Rights Act, which is also still with us. And the Americans with Disabilities Act. Bush's body will lie in state in Washington, D.C., and there will be a service at the National Cathedral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
French riot police have been battling so-called yellow vest protesters in central Paris. This is the third weekend of nationwide unrest against the cost of living. President Emmanuel Macron is watching closely from a distance as he is at the G20 summit in Argentina. He said, these people clearly want chaos, but we will never accept violence. And he said they will be found and prosecuted. He also said the violence has nothing to do with the peaceful expression of legitimate anger. Dozens of people were arrested. Attorneys for President Trump's former personal lawyer are working hard to keep Michael Cohen out of prison. The lawyers say in court papers filed in New York that Cohen has cooperated extensively with special counsel Robert Mueller and New York State investigators and will continue to do so. Cohen's lawyers say he deserves no prison time for crimes he committed in an abundance of enthusiasm for his ex-boss. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
While attending the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, President Trump encouraged the 2019 session of Congress to pass the new NAFTA agreement. John Clemens reports.
Many agreed that the 25-year-old landmark North American Free Trade Agreement was in need of an update with our two neighboring countries that will provide a trilateral framework that, according to President Trump, should be approved by Congress next year.
One of the really important things is you won't see companies leaving once that gets signed. We have to get it through Congress, and if it gets through, which I think it will, that'll be great. And if it doesn't, we're very happy the way it is now.
I'm John Clemens.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argues that the war is not optional for Saudi Arabia and that the suffering in Yemen would be a lot worse if the U.S. was barred from the conflict. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a very important one and the war in Yemen must come to a conclusion.
Secretary Mattis and I and the President have made very clear we're working to end the hostilities in Yemen. The humanitarian crisis there is of epic proportions, millions of people at or near starvation. This administration has put almost $1 billion into stopping that humanitarian crisis. The Saudis have put even more money in of theirs.
This is USA Radio News.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.